Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hello, and welcome to this series of readings from Discover Magazine, a presentation of Airs LA. Today's article was written by Lily Carey, and it's from the March-April 2025 edition of the magazine. Not so cold-blooded. Reptiles have a reputation as primitive, emotionless creatures. Experts say countering this myth could help protect them from habitat loss. The word reptilian doesn't describe just lizards and snakes. When applied to humans, it denotes an unfriendly, unfeeling type of person. That's because, for decades, reptiles have been characterized as cold, emotionless, and even primitive creatures. But scientists agree that reptiles aren't emotionless. They're misunderstood. Extensive research has shown that reptiles experience a wide range of emotions, and that they're highly socially complex animals. Despite this wealth of evidence demonstrating reptiles' emotional capacity, however, they've retained a reputation for being as cold-blooded emotionally as they are physically. These misconceptions can lead to a lack of awareness for reptiles' needs in captivity and in the wild, advocates say. They don't follow the same sort of rules that birds or mammals follow, and so we understand them a lot less, says conservationist J.J. Apodaca, executive director of the Amphibian and Reptile Conservancy. That just leads to us often leaving them out of important policy or conservation efforts. As more and more reptilian species are threatened by habitat loss, scientists and conservationists say that recognizing reptiles' capacity for emotion can help pet owners and policymakers alike take better care of them. Anxiety, stress, excitement, fear, frustration, pain, and suffering, all of these are emotions that humans might feel on a daily basis, and scientists have repeatedly found that reptiles experience those things too, per a 2019 literature review published in the journal Animals. That growing body of work pushes back on the widely accepted notion that reptiles only have the capacity for survival instincts and not for emotional intelligence. Yet the myth of the emotionless lizard brain persists. Popularized in the 1970s by astronomer and science communicator Carl Sagan, the term refers to the parts of the human brain that we use for survival instincts. According to this misconception, the human brain evolved over time by adding progressively more sophisticated structures to this rudimentary lizard brain, including the limbic system, which is the source of our emotions. Because reptiles are our evolutionary predecessors, some researchers long believed that this instinctual part of the brain was the only part that originated with our scaly ancestors, and that without human-like brain structures, reptiles didn't have the capacity for emotions at all. Scientists have consistently disproven this theory throughout the 20th and 21st centuries. The 2019 review, which analyzed a cross-section of scientific literature on reptile sentience conducted between 1999 and 2018, found 37 studies that showed evidence of reptiles' capacity for emotion. One of these studies, for instance, found that handling lizards caused an increase in their heart rate, indicating an emotional response. Another found that red-footed tortoises exhibited anxiety-like behavior when placed in a new environment. While they may not be outwardly expressive in the same way that humans or other mammals are, reptiles are indeed highly social animals, and have developed complex rituals for parental care, courtship, and nesting. Yet even as research on reptile socialization continues to build, the stereotypes around reptilian emotions have persisted. Scientists say part of this is simply because reptiles show their emotions differently than humans. In a 2021 study published in the journal Integrative and Comparative Biology, researchers found that lizards emit chemicals to communicate with each other, meaning they're much harder to read than their mammalian counterparts. Psychological studies show that lack of awareness about animal emotions in general also plays a major role in our misconceptions. The 2019 literature review found that humans are more likely to empathize with animals that share physical and emotional characteristics with us, which is why many people might have a deeper understanding of dogs and cats than of turtles, for instance. What's more, in a study published in Applied Animal Behavior Science in 2023, researchers found that reptile owners were more likely to highly rate reptiles' cognitive abilities than non-owners were. Nonetheless, both groups still said that reptiles had limited emotional capacity. Today, 21% of reptile species are considered endangered, according to the International Union for Conservation of Nature. And recently, scientists found that desert-dwelling reptiles are particularly vulnerable in the face of extreme heat, per a study published in 2024 in the Journal of Arid Environments. But our tendency to dismiss reptiles isn't just psychological. For decades, it's impacted the level of habitat protections they're afforded in the U.S. Amphibians and reptiles are two of the most endangered groups in the world, but their listing in the U.S. Endangered Species Act lags way behind that of mammals and birds, Apodaca says. Some of that's because of advocacy, but also because of the data that's available. Apodaca says he's noticed gaps in species recovery funding for reptiles versus mammals, birds, and fish. However, he's also noticed a huge increase in awareness of reptiles' conservation needs, a development which could prove crucial to combating habitat loss in the coming years. "We're learning more and more about the behavior of reptiles," Apodaca says. "They're more complex, and they feel more, and they're smarter than we ever thought." Again, this article was written by Lily Carey. My name is Brian Lemon. Thank you for listening, and stay curious.